So I heard someone frame our gospel story for today as the biblical precedent for the movie Home Alone, which I find rather apt. In the movie, if you haven't seen it, the young Kevin's family and parents are so busy packing and organizing and getting everything together for their trip this holiday to Paris that they aren't paying attention to where their son is or what he's up to, and he gets left behind. Similarly, Mary and Joseph are so busy visiting with friends and family who are journeying back home from Jerusalem that they lose track of Jesus. They were traveling with huge crowds of people. Any Jew who was able to go to Jerusalem for the Passover was expected to go. And it would have been easy to think that your child was somewhere amongst the crowds playing with friends or talking to a relative. But after a day, they realize Jesus is not around and their routine trip is shaken up. We can get stuck in our ways. We can get rather unobservant. When we get trapped in our routines, we can end up missing new and sometimes very important details. I don't fault Mary and Joseph for losing Jesus or leaving him behind. Every year, the family went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover, our scripture says. And so this year was no different. The family went up to Jerusalem as usual. And I suspect as a devout Jewish family who clearly participated in this pilgrimage every year, they likely had traditions for their journey and ways to keep the children occupied. They probably had fallen into a rhythm of, this is just what we do on our journey back home. We walk with our friends, we chat with relatives that we haven't seen or don't see very often, and the kids maybe run along ahead or fall a little bit behind as they get distracted by things, but it's not a big deal. We're all traveling in this big mass and everyone else looks out for everyone else's children, so no problem. When you've done something 12 years without incident, the atmosphere tends to be fairly relaxed. At least until you realize you can't find your son and then you spend 3 to 5 days retracing your steps until you locate him. If you have children, or if you've raised children or done any babysitting, perhaps you can relate to Mary and Joseph's quick switch from calm and relaxed to frantic with panic. And even if you don't spend a lot of time with children, I would guess that you have faced a time in your life where your usual routine got flipped totally on its head and you scolded yourself for getting a little too comfortable. Since adopting my dog last March, I have had this experience a good 2 to 3 times. When I walk Ranger, we always go out the back door. That's our habit. Out the back, there's a gate, and so there's plenty of time for me to make sure the house door is locked and that Ranger's leash is secure, and then open the gate and go on our way. I always leave the gate open because it's just much easier when I come back to go right through and then close the gate and unleash the dog and all that. Except for those times when I decide to return in through the front door for whatever reason, meaning that the back gate never got closed. What ensues is that thinking and assuming that I followed my normal walk routine, using the back door for everything, later I go to let Ranger out to run around in the backyard, only to find in a few minutes that he's no longer there. He has yet to get far, typically just wants to sniff in the neighbor's backyard. But for a few minutes, there is great panic as I curse my own lack of attention and wonder if today is the day that my speedy dog will be lost for a very long time. When we get stuck in our routines, we tend to miss new details. God is a God of reorienting. God is a God of new perspectives. God is all about the work of reframing. In today's gospel, it seems that God's best way of introducing a new frame of reference is through a child, the child Jesus in particular. After their frantic search for their son, Mary and Joseph find him sitting in the temple. There Jesus is among the teachers asking them questions. And while we heard read that all who heard Jesus were amazed at his understanding and his answers, personally, I'm even more struck by the role of the teachers. Think about it. Jesus is sitting with the leaders and teachers of the temple. These are the people who lead rituals and instruct folks on the Torah law and help people figure out how to live godly lives. And they're letting a 12-year-old hang out with them and ask questions and perhaps even push back at their answers, and not just for an hour, but for at least 3 days. Now, I know a lot of really great teachers, really great professors and instructors, but I'm struck by how welcoming and accepting this group of teachers is to Jesus. And I struggle to picture how a modern-day PhD holder would be willing to spend 3 days discussing and maybe even arguing their dissertation with a 12-year-old. Just seems unlikely. These teachers in the temple show a real lack of ego on their part. Rather than getting sick of Jesus' presence and questions, they seem to encourage him in his learning. They take him seriously. Their interaction with Jesus reminds us of how God loves children. God values children. Later on, as we read more of this Gospel of Luke, we'll even hear how God blesses children. In a reorientation of societal norms, God takes children seriously. God values what they have to say. And so while Mary and Joseph do not understand what Jesus is up to, why he has gotten away from them and stayed in the temple all this time, Jesus' time with the temple teachers shows us what God thinks of the voices and thoughts and opinions and minds of young people. "I was in my Father's house," says Jesus. "I was in a place where I could speak and be heard, and where what I thought was respected and considered, where I could deepen my relationship with the one who knows and teaches all things." The boy Jesus reveals to us an idea that even the temple teachers had yet to introduce. The kind of deep familial relationship we can have with God and that God wants to have with each of us. God as parent. God whose love is unconditional. God who welcomes questions and arguments, and no matter how many times we push back or push away, will always welcome us home. And so this response that may seem flippant and straight from the mouth of a tween instead shows us this new side of God. One who is father and mother and teacher parent. God is all about reorienting what you and I think. Jesus as a boy shows us just how meaningful that reorientation can be. You and I have just entered into a new year, 2021. 365 days all open and available for reframing our old ways of life. And so this year, perhaps we are invited to be curious, invited to ask questions, invited both to teach and to be open to being taught. Like the teachers and rabbis who have much knowledge and still welcome a young boy's perspective, we are invited to welcome the perspectives of children and take their thoughts seriously. As I've heard one artist say, we worry about what a child will become tomorrow, yet we forget that they are already someone today. They have thoughts and knowledge to offer today. And so we are invited to welcome the perspectives of children. And not just children, but welcome and consider the perspectives of all who think differently than we do, or who do things differently than we do, or who have less education or less experience or less whatever. rather than putting up walls or prematurely deciding who knows and who does not, we are invited to be open to possibilities rather than needing definitive answers. Like Mary in our story, we are invited to ponder things rather than demand specific solutions. We are invited to be both curious in our questioning and in our teaching and instruction so that all of us might learn together. Through Jesus, God turns our whole world upside down, shows us a new way of being in relationship with God and with one another. We are invited to be curious about that turning upside down, to be curious about one another. Then, God willing, may we see each other, children, youth, elderly, middle-aged, all people, see all of us in a new perspective, in a new light. Amen.